This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Yebo, be inspired indeed on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, the 30th of March 2022. How time has gone, how time, flew in front of us. But nonetheless, we celebrate the goodness of the Lord in our lives. Welcome to the Father's Love Show with Bongani. And of course, the beautiful Lindiwe is in the house. Poo, 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 poo. How are you, ma'am?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. It's good to be back.
Yebo.
On, of course, on the Father's Love Show on this beautiful, beautiful, a bit chilly for me today.
Okay.
But it's still a beautiful day. It's a good day to have a good day.
It's a good day to have a good day. And
praise
it's a
the
good
Lord.
Thing to have a good day, especially when you're with the Lord.
Of course.
You know, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, there is liberty, there's all the good things and the nice things you can ever wish for, eh?
Yeah, and I was just reminded of this other song that says, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Come on.
So be expectant to experience everything that is sweet, everything that is good and perfect from the Lord.
Indeed, because today we're talking about loving one another, continuing on our subject or our topic from last week. Mm-hmm. You know, the new commandment our Lord Jesus gave to us when he said in John 13, verse 34 and 35, that the new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And after this beautiful song by Philippine, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're going to be having Joshua Omar all the way from Johannesburg, Gauteng, who will come and talk to us on this beautiful subject of loving one another on the Father's Love Show. I tell you, the solutions to all that you're going through is found in the Word of God.
The Word of God works.
I'm telling you, when Jesus says love one another, maybe that's the ingredient that was missing in your life, you know, to make things happen.
It's the Father's Love Show, of course, on this beautiful Wednesday, beautiful, awesome, blessed. I mean, I can call all the beautiful names that you can think of. Indeed,
yeah,
this is the good day to have a good day, because indeed, this is the day
that the Lord has
that
made.
And you know, as I was listening to this song just now, in the name of Jesus by Philippine, I'm just reminded how, if like, I just want to remind someone who's listening to us even right now that whatever that you are going through, there is a name that
Come
is
on.
Above that situation
Come on.
That you are going through right now. The only thing that you need to do is call upon the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Philippians 2 verse 9 that he has been exalted. I love it more in the, I think in the NLT version, it talks about how, let me read it. Yeah, therefore God, it says, therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. How amazing is that?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever situation you're going through right now, there is the name that has been highly exalted above every other name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Call upon his name. Let me not get carried away.
Yeah.
We are talking about love one another today, as we are joined by our special guest this beautiful afternoon on the Father's Love Show on Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Joshua, this afternoon. How are you, Joshua? Are you
I'm great, Pastor Lindy. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's awesome. It's so good to have you with us today. And I'm so looking forward to what God has deposited in your heart for us, for our listeners today, as we hear the timely word of the Lord. And the one thing that I know is that the word of God is active. It's full of power. It's able to change and transform our lives. And I'm so expectant to hear what God has deposited in your heart for us this beautiful afternoon. So before I even get carried away, please go ahead and share with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Such an honor and a privilege to be on your show with Pastor Bongani and yourself. And count it an honor. So loving one another, such an important topic, probably one of the most important topics in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just go straight into it. I remember, Pastor Bongani, you mentioned the other day that you were at a funeral.
Yeah.
And you know, when someone is about to die, they speak the most important words.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Genesis chapter 49, Jacob called his 12 sons when he was about to die and said some very important things.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing in Deuteronomy chapter 33, Moses called all the people before he died to say very important things. And we see the same thing here with Jesus in John chapter 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to read from verse 1. Jesus says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Jesus had been with them for about 3.5 years, but now he speaks the most important words.
Mm.
And he says a lot of things. He says a few things about servanthood and so on. But if you jump to verse 34, he says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another.
Mm-hmm.
As I have loved you, that you also love one another.
Yeah.
And he says in verse 35, by this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the question that comes to my mind is, what kind of love is this? Jesus is saying, as I have loved you.
Yeah.
What does he mean? Because, you know, love is such a misused word in the world right now, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody says, we say, I love my car, I love my dog, I love your hair, I love that movie, I love your dress, you know?
Yeah.
And but what kind of love was Jesus talking about? Jesus is talking about the God kind of love. In Greek, the word there is agape, the agape, unconditional love of God. But still, what is that? What is that kind of love?
Yeah.
And Pastor Morgan, you know who we can ask? There's somebody that we can ask.
Yeah.
And that person is the Apostle John.
The Apostle of love.
Because in verse 23, the Bible says, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom, on his chest, one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean here that Jesus loved him more than the others, because the Bible says God doesn't show favoritism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that John had a revelation of this kind of love that we're asking about. Okay.
Yeah.
This kind of love that God, Jesus, is saying we should love one another with. I want you to imagine, Pastor Bongani, Pastor Lindy, you're having a coffee with the Apostle John. Okay. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting, having a cappuccino or a rooibos tea somewhere, and you're asking John, you knew this love because you were the apostle that Jesus loved. You understood. You had a revelation of this God kind of love. What is this kind of love? And you know, John said, let's go to 1 John 3:16. Let's go to my little letter that I wrote. And 1 John 3:16 says, by this we know love. There it is.
Yeah.
By this we know love.
Come on.
What is it, John? By this we know love. What is it, John? John says, because he, Jesus, laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brothers and sisters.
Come on.
Okay.
There it is. He tells us what this kind of love is. It's a laying down of our lives.
Now,
it doesn't mean that we should go to the cross like Jesus did.
Mm.
He gives us an explanation. If you go down to verse 17, he gives us what he means. He says, but whoever has this world's goods or material possessions and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?
Come on.
In other words, John is telling us, as we sip our tea, he says, this kind of love does not shut his heart. In the Amplified, he puts it another way. It says, whoever has this world's good and sees his brother and fellow believer in need, yet closes his heart of compassion. In other words, when we feel that compassion towards our brothers and sisters, but there's a voice that says, no, no, no. You push it back and you shut the door of your heart.
Come on.
That's not the God kind of love. In fact, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 says this: do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. In other words, you can do something, but you don't. Verse 28 says, do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I'll give it to you, when you know you've already got it.
Yeah.
And this is not just talking about things and material stuff and money. It could be information. It could be something that you know can help somebody.
Come on.
But you don't do it. And this is not the God kind of love. In fact, let me move to another story. You remember when King Herod beheaded John the Baptist, right?
Yeah.
And in the book of Matthew, I was just reading it recently, Matthew chapter 14, we see Jesus heard about it. Verse 13 says, when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitude heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Jesus didn't say, hey, come back tomorrow. Can't you see I'm in mourning for my very close relative?
Come on.
Come back tomorrow. He was moved with compassion. Okay? So this is the first thing we see about this kind of love that Jesus was talking about. Loving one another. It's not through our own human love. This kind of love is compassionate.
Come on.
Kind of love does good. And so as we sit with John, we ask John, is there anything else? What else can show me this kind of love? And if we go back to 1 John chapter 3, in verse 18, John is telling us, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Another version says, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. And the Amplified puts it this way: let's not love merely in theory, but in practice and in sincerity. So now we know the God kind of love, as John has explained it to us, because he experienced it firsthand.
Yeah.
He was a witness. He laid his head on Jesus' chest because he understood this kind of love. This kind of love does not shut up its heart. This kind of love is compassionate. This kind of love does not stop doing good. This kind of love helps. This kind of love is not just words, but it's action. It's sincere. It's real. All right? And you know, the Bible says, by the word of two, a matter is established, right?
Yeah.
So let's look at another disciple quickly as we get towards the end of this. Paul, let's look at another disciple here who experienced the God kind of love. And let's see what he can tell us. This man was arresting believers. He was killing Christians.
Yeah.
He was killing the disciples and believers.
Yeah.
And on the road to Damascus one day, he had an encounter with Jesus Christ. And if we're going with our human love, what would we do? We would revenge. This is an opportunity to revenge for what Paul has been doing when he was called Saul.
Yeah.
But Paul has an encounter with the God kind of love that Jesus was talking about, the way that we should love one another. He experiences the mercy and the love of God. And so he can tell us also, let's also have a cup of coffee with Paul and let's see what he says. Let's jump to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm just going to go from verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 4. Paul also tells us, just like John has said, this kind of love, it suffers long. This kind of love is patient. This kind of love is kind. And you know, sometimes, Pastor Bongani, you can know something by what it is not when you're describing something.
Yeah.
You can know love by what it is not. And that is what Paul does here. He gives us what this kind of love is not. He says, this kind of love does not envy. This kind of love does not parade itself. This kind of love is puffed up and full of pride and arrogance. This kind of love does not behave rudely. This kind of love does not seek its own. It's my way. This kind of love is not easily provoked.
Come on.
This kind of love thinks no evil. Now, I don't know, maybe you're listening at home, or you're in your car, or you're at work, maybe taking a lunch break. And you know you've been provoked lately. Maybe you've been rude. Maybe people have done things to you. Let the word of God speak to you right now. Let this word of God come to you to understand the kind of love Jesus is talking about. Let it bring that healing that you can walk in it. In verse 6, it says, this kind of love does not rejoice in iniquity. This kind of love rejoices in the truth. We live in a world where everybody talks about their own truth. But this kind of love rejoices in the truth, which is in the word of God. This kind of love bears all things. This kind of love believes all things. This kind of love endures all things. This kind of love never fails.
Yeah.
And Paul goes on to agree with John again in Galatians 6:9. He says, let us not grow weary while doing good, because this is a demonstration of this kind of love. It does good and it doesn't get tired.
Mm.
Because in due season you shall reap if we do not lose heart.
Mm.
Therefore, verse 10, Galatians 6:10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those who are of the household of faith. He's repeating what Jesus said. Let us love one another because we are of the household of faith.
Come on.
And so as I wind it up, Pastor Bongani, I just wanted to add that this kind of love is not the human love. It is the God kind of love.
Mm.
Because Paul tried in his human strength in Romans 7 and he failed. And Jesus said, you know what? Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
He wouldn't ask us to do something that we cannot do that is hard. So what did he do? He put this love in our hearts.
Mm.
John goes on to say in 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us.
Mm.
Paul confirms it in Romans 5:5 and says, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So what I want to say is this, as we close it off, we don't love in our own human love.
Mm-mm.
We love with the same God kind of love that the Holy Spirit himself has poured into our hearts.
Mm.
The Father has bestowed it on us. And Christ in us, the hope of glory, is also in us. The full Godhead has given us this love. And we need to choose. He says, choose life. I set before you today, life and death.
Mm.
Do you want to go with your human love? Or do you want to go with the God kind of love that's already in you?
Mm.
I will never contravene your will. It's up to you. Make that decision. To choose my kind of love.
Come
on. Because if you do this, all men will know that you're my disciple.
Mm.
So, Brother Bongani, that's what I had to share for this morning. There's more we can talk about, but I pray that this word has brought some healing and restoration to the hearts of somebody somewhere today. And thank you so much, and God bless you.
Can somebody bring me the offering basket quickly, you know? Or can somebody just call the fire brigade, you know, to come and quench the fire that is here in the studio, that is here in the air. I tell you, this is so amazing. I'm taking notes like nobody's business. Lindy,
I tell you. Me too. I couldn't even keep up my hand, you know, couldn't keep up with what Joshua was sharing with us. But I'm telling you, it's so amazing. And I love the fact that you spoke about, you know, this is a God kind of life. It's not a human love. So if you're going to try and do it with your own effort, you're going to fail. But allow the love that has been poured in your hearts by the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, you know, it's not going to be difficult.
It's going to be effortless.
It's just effortlessly so. So I trust that our listeners are really, really grasping this truth. You know, once you know the truth, man, you are set free.
Come on.
That's the thing that I love about the Word of God. You receive the Word, you receive the truth, and you are set free from anything that was holding you back, any blockage. There's this other word that I'm looking for that is running away from me right now.
English.
You know, so I trust that our listeners are set free, that this is the God kind of love. And I love that you spoke about, you know, this love is compassionate.
Mm, I tell you. You know what? Just hold that thought, Lindy. Well, let's go to a song by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, "All the Cross." That's where we all got it, Joshua, from the cross. Mm. So, "All the Cross."
Absolutely.
So, yes, Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, Joshua is going nowhere. Lindy is going nowhere. I'm going nowhere. You two are going nowhere. Otherwise, you can join us in on the conversation by sending us a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657. 081-7291-657. Otherwise, you can just send us a message on our Facebook page live, and you can also send us a WhatsApp on the Facebook page. There we are. Here's Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Joshua is still on the line. You are still on the line. I'm still on your radio. Don't you change that dial. We're coming back right now. Yes, you've heard it right. You are on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Your daily companion on the Father's Love Show with Bongani. And, of course, the beautiful Lindiwe is in the house. And we are not alone today. We have Joshua Omar all the way from Johannesburg, Gauteng, South Africa. Sir, I tell you, you blessed my heart. You blessed my heart, really. Because, you know, basically what you are saying, the kind of love, this new commandment that our Lord Jesus has given unto us, you know, as believers, as his followers, you know, is the love that puts others above yourself. So basically, what you just said in Matthew chapter number 14, verses 13 and 14, you can tell that Jesus was withdrawing himself away to go probably mourn and cry, you know, and weep for John the Baptist, who happened to be, in a way, sort of like related to him, was his cousin, you know, more than the fact that he was a co-worker, a co-laborer, you know, in the faith, but he was more family. So he needed to move away from the people so that he can have, you know, a quiet time with himself to mourn. But here are people who saw him and followed him. And, you know, and one would say they were a bit selfish in a way. You know, they were not being considerate. But instead of Jesus probably rebuking them, instead of Jesus probably saying, you guys are really inconsiderate, you guys are rude, how are you? You guys are mean. How are you following me and making demands and coming with all manner of sicknesses? But we see Jesus being filled with compassion. To me, it shows that this kind of love that Jesus expects us to love one another, because he says, love one another as I have loved you, is the love that actually puts others above yourself. You know, you put others above yourself. And somebody says, you know what, Joshua, I've tried that in the past and I got burned. You know, people are just plain selfish. You know, I don't want to do this thing anymore. But, you know, I was quickly reminded, Joshua, of Galatians chapter 6, where the Bible says, you know what, God is not mocked, do not be deceived. Whatsoever a man sow, that he would reap. So, and I mean, the other thing you've just quoted also, the verse that says, you know what, we mustn't grow weary in doing good. God sees, you know, even if people don't appreciate. I think it's Colossians 3 where the Bible talks about the fact that whatever we do to people, let us do it as unto the Lord. As we serve others, let us do it as unto the Lord. You know, I can go on and on and on and on and on, sir.
You know, Bongani, there's something that Lindy was said, that once you understand this God kind of love, it is easy. But I'm sure there's somebody listening, as you said now, that will say, but is it really that easy? And I just thought I would touch on one other aspect that is so important, as to if we know that this is what Jesus commanded, because it's a commandment, it's not an option, right?
Sure.
Said, a new commandment I give unto you. Why is it so hard? We get a clue in Romans 7 where Paul was struggling when he tried to do it in his own strength. But there's another aspect. It's not just to know that I need to do it in the God kind of love. Let me say it this way. Have you ever had a time when you, maybe, you know, finances was an issue, right? And you needed maybe 500 rand or 1,000 rand, and you went to somebody, and what did they tell you? They said, I'm sorry, I don't have it, right? So they could not give you what they don't have.
Sure.
I can't give you what I don't have.
So
how can I love? How can I give love when I don't believe I have it? Because the sad fact is that there are many people and many believers who don't have not gotten what John got. That revelation of God, that God loves me. You know, when I was growing up, my picture of God was this, you know, almost like a policeman waiting for you to make a mistake.
True that.
And we were always trying to do things right. And and we carry it on even into salvation. We get born again because of the love of God. But then instead of growing in that, we get into doing things in order to appease him, in order to earn that love. So if I don't have faith that I'm loved, the way John could just lean on his chest because he knew he was loved, then I'm unable to give what I don't believe I have. let me give you another example. Have you ever gone through your jacket or something and you're going to put on a jacket and then inside you find a 100-rand note that you didn't know was there?
Exactly.
And you're so excited.
And right? Joy.
And now, this is a sad thing that many believers are doing.
Yeah.
They don't know that they have this love that was shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
And if I don't know I have it, it becomes impossible to give it because I can't give what I don't have. So you tell me, can you give me 100 rand? I say, no, I don't have it. But in the meantime, in my back pocket, I don't even know that it's there.
Yeah.
And so this is what Jesus is saying. Listen, love one another as I have loved you. But guess what? It's not going to be in your own strength because I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to send you. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send you another counselor, the Holy Spirit. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And guess what the Holy Spirit was bringing with him? Part of what he came with was what we saw in Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
Yeah.
That the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by who?
The Holy Spirit.
So I can imagine a disciple was sitting there and saying, man, you know what? I can't do what you did, Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't do what you did.
Mm-hmm.
But he needed to rise from the dead. His resurrection allowed us to have the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what the Holy Spirit came with?
Love.
This love.
Mm.
But if I don't believe that he loves me unconditionally,
come on.
It becomes hard to love somebody else unconditionally.
Mm.
And I will automatically default to my human love, which will last for 1 week, 2 weeks. But man, the third week, this person can't keep on doing this to me.
Mm.
They gossip about me. They lie about me.
Yeah.
They've betrayed me.
Mm-hmm.
They've stolen from me. Am I just supposed to turn the other cheek? No way. This Christianity stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Because they don't know that they have something in their heart that was deposited there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the kingdom of God, if everything is by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we need to just share with people about the love of God, this unconditional love of God. And when they have faith in it, then it can work for them.
Yeah.
Because as long as it's there, it's the same thing as having money in the bank. But I've lost my ATM card. I can't go to that ATM machine and withdraw it, yet it's right there in my account. And so I just thought we would add that little in just to help somebody who may be struggling with this. They know it in their head. They understand what we're saying. But they may be asking, why can't I do this? It's because it requires faith and believing that, hey, God loves you. Stop trying to live in guilt and do this to earn his love. He loves you. He loves you totally unconditionally with his agape love. Amen.
Amen. Whilst we're still sinners, Jesus died for us. He did not wait for us to be perfect. You know, he just loved on us as we were at that time. So, and he expects of us that we do the same. We reciprocate, you know, the very same thing that he has done. And like you said, it's a commandment. It's it's neither a request nor a suggestion, but it is a commandment. And the fact that, you know, sometimes, as you say, we might feel like, no, I can't because I don't have it. But guess what? I think today we just discovered it. It's just a question of ignorance. It's just a question of me not knowing. And God says my people are destroyed because they don't know. It's not because they don't have. It's because they don't know that they get destroyed. Lindy.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm just trying to let everything sink in. And for the fact that, you know, he spoke about, you know, like people will say, I'm struggling to, you know, to share this love, is because they don't have a revelation of it. So I think it needs to move from the head to the heart.
Yeah,
and be able to understand that, no, I can do it. I have this love. I mean, it's been shared to me by the Holy Spirit, and I have the Holy Spirit as the child of God. So for me, that it just was like an eye, you know, opener in a way. And I trust that our listeners have really, really received this, and then now they're just gonna walk on this truth that they've received, that they have the love. They don't have to go look for it or drag it from somewhere. It's there in the inside of them. So they just need to walk you know, on this love that they've received, you know,
Amen.
Through the Holy Spirit. For me, that's that sells everything. That's it. Like you said earlier,
wow.
there's the offering basket. Let's just close church. Church is over right now, you know. And yeah,
wow.
I love the fact that the Word of God works, and it's so
absolutely
effortlessly.
Yeah,
when you believe and you choose to walk by faith. I mean, you know.
Amen. Josh, we're just going to go to a song now by Ron Rawls, Ain't Nobody Like Jesus. After this, I would love for you to pray for somebody that, you know what, has been bruised. You know, I feel like there's somebody listening saying, I've shared the love. I've tried to reach out to people. But you know what, I got burned. I'm a bit scared to open up again. Just for God to sort of like give that person strength, new encouragement to not grow weary in doing good and find restoration and find healing in God, as it were. So after this song, Lisa, please do pray for us and our listeners.
Okay.
Don't you go away.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yes, you're listening to the Father's Love Show. Unfortunately, we're almost at the end of the show today. We're talking about loving one another as Christ has loved us, who has given us the commandment to do so. And he said, by this the world would know that you are my disciples. Joshua, thank you so very, very much. Like I said earlier, before the song, please do pray for us.
Okay, Pastor Mangani, can I just share one scripture for if you can use for prayer?
Sure.
You know, Jesus, we didn't even get to verse 35. Maybe that can be done another time. But Jesus says, by all this, we'll all know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a difference between a convert and a disciple.
Yeah.
You see, and in John 8:32, Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed.
Mm.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Mm-hmm.
It is the truth that will set you free. I know you're listening. You're hurt. People have done things to you. Things have happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is the truth that will set you free. Yes, we can pray. But it is to get into the word and move from being just a convert to a disciple. And a disciple is somebody who is set free by the truth of the word.
Mm. Sure.
So that is the prayer that we pray right now.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Bunga.
Yes, sir. You can go ahead and pray.
And then listening to this program, or who may listen later, you know the exact situation of what they're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've heard the word and they know it in their head, but they're saying, how can I actually do it? How can I get to do it? My prayer, Lord, is that your word, which is supernatural, your word that brings life, you said your word, their spirit and their life.
Mm.
I pray that it may just bring supernatural healing right now to the heart of somebody whose heart has been broken. So many people going through so many things, especially through this lockdown, and we don't even know what others are suffering on their own, living on their own. But I pray, Lord, that they will know after they listen to this program that they will never be alone.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit, you're there with them right now. That Jesus, you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what has happened to you, I want you to know right now that the power of God, the power of God's word, the power of the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is for you. And I pray a total healing and restoration of your heart, your mind, every aspect of your life, in Jesus' name. We declare that no weapon formed against you will prosper, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Josh, thank you so very much for your precious and awesome time that you could come and share the heart of God, really, to us and to our listeners out there. You know, especially our brother and our sister was listening and going through a lot right now, and just being reassured of the Father's love, just being reassured of the fact that, you know, whatsoever that the Lord is commanding or demanding, if I may use that word, for us to do, has been shared in our heart, brought in our heart by the Holy Spirit. We have it. And we just need to work it out. As the Bible says, work out your own salvation. You know, it's already on the inside of you. You just need to work it out. Joshua, we pray that may God continue to bless you may continue to keep you and smile towards your direction as he causes his grace to abound upon your life.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pastor Bongani, Pastor Liliwe. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure indeed. And definitely, we're going to call you back.
All right.
Our regards to Mama Douglas there. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. We are loved.
Thank you. God
Amen.
Bless. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was awesome. Hey, such truth. And he spoke the heart of God indeed. I mean, God is love.
Mm-hmm.
It does not have... He is love.
Yeah.
So let us walk, on this love that has been shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Each and every one of us, as the children of God, as we have received Christ as our Lord and our Savior, you know, we have the Holy Spirit in the inside of us. And let us just allow, I'm trying to find this other word. it just keeps on,
English.
Yeah, there, gone. Yeah.
Anyway, that's what we had for today. And we trust that you are thoroughly blessed. We appreciate your messages. I see one, it says, praise the Lord. We love because God first loved us. Loving with God's kind of love comes from us first having the revelation that we already have the love in us. Thank you so very much. We really appreciate Dorcas. Yeah, Dorcas just sent us this. Beautiful message right now. We really appreciate you, Dorcas. And thank you to all that were listening. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your love that you have shared. Let's go out there and share the love. As you give the love,
please.
You're going to receive it back.
It.
You're going to receive it back. Trust me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, it shall be measured back to you.
To that.
I tell you. Here's Gilmore Stander at the top of the hour with the news. And after that, left still. So don't you change that diet. Stay with your daily companion. Otherwise, you can listen in on this show, a rebroadcast of it tomorrow at 10 in the evening, and be blessed and invite your friends and tell them to listen in. Till next time, Bongani and Lindiwe signing out. We love you.
God bless.
Our family is growing all the time. Welcome to Radio Cape Pulpit on 729 AM.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.